And what a great joy to know by experience that protection that God has indeed given unto us. Praise the Lord. I want to turn for just a little while. Let's go to the fourth chapter of Proverbs. We will see a couple of three scriptures here in the message this afternoon. Proverbs 4 and verse 25. Let thine eyes look right on, let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. These, of course, the exhortations of Solomon, who did not always follow his own advice by any stretch of the imagination. But the thing we must remember is there was not a thing wrong with the counsel that he gave. And so this afternoon, I want to speak on the subject, guiding my steps aright. You're not going to find that phrase anywhere in the scripture, but we are going to see a combination of things that point and justify this particular title. The first thing that I want to see is in verse 26 here in Proverbs 4. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. If you have a reference Bible, and some of them do in the margins and so forth, you will find these words, that word established. That phrase is better translated, let or all thy ways shall be ordered aright. And this really does become meaningful to us, especially when we understand the little word aright. You will not find the word aright in any verses in Scripture. But, as I say again, it is in the margin in some of these translations and some of these Bibles. The word aright literally means perpendicular. It means erect, established. It means made ready, right, or stable. And that is exactly the result. That is what we are looking for in our own lives and experience. And so, as we see here, let all your ways, or the anyway, all your ways shall be ordered aright. Turn now to Psalm 37, because we are confronted with exactly the same word. Psalm 37 and verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. That word ordered is exactly the same word as established. And again, it means all thy ways shall be ordered aright. And it is important for us to understand that one can have his steps ordered aright, so to speak, only because they are ordered of the Lord, as we find here. Now, again, as we read here in Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man. The only way that a man is good is to be born of God. Scripture plainly tells us there is none good but God. And God has found a way to transfer that goodness unto us, as we very well know, directly through the new birth. It is because of the life of Jesus that is in us. This is the only reason that a man can be called a good man. He cannot depend on his conduct or his good intentions or all of the wonderful things that he might do or things that he might abstain from and things of this nature. It is this new birth only that qualifies a man to be a good man. And so here we read that the steps of a good man, once again, they are ordered. And to repeat, that word ordered is exactly the same as the word established in Proverbs 4. So the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delights in his way. I really do believe we have heard that actually in some of the testimonies. When people do surrender their lives to the Lord, when they walk in the ways of the Lord, when they surrender unto him and walk in his paths, they really do delight in this way. It's not a great difficulty. It's not a trial or a tragedy or anything of this nature. It really is a delight to walk in the ways of the Lord. And so he does delight in his way. And I want to notice that one can have his steps aright. In other words, he can walk in these steps aright only because they are ordered of the Lord. God is the only one that knows what those ways are. We simply cannot ascertain them on our own. Men may think they can, but they really cannot. This is beautifully brought out, I believe, in Job's experience. So let's go to the 23rd chapter of Job, and it is really a good thing to follow the pattern and the path of this man. He was a tremendous overcomer, and we do well to follow in his steps, and he surely did. His steps surely were aright, so to speak. So in Job 23, and we'll begin with verse 8, "Behold, I go forward, he is not there." Now, this really describes our experience at times because we are looking for the deliverance of the Lord. We look for the way of the Lord. We look for some kind of direction, and it just seems like it's not forthcoming. Now, one reason for that is because God is teaching us to walk by faith. When we walk when we cannot see, we know he's there. We know that his presence is always surrounds us, but we just can't see exactly as Job was here. So I go forward, he's not there. I go backward, but I can't perceive him. And sometimes we have that in our experience. We try to remember, well, when is the last time that we really did have such an experience or heard something from the Lord, something that was just really stood out from everything else? Well, Job says, I look backward, I can't perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, the left hand is the hand of weakness. And even in the weak things or undesirable things, Job still couldn't figure anything out that God had done. Says, I can't behold him. He hides himself on the right hand. The right hand is the right hand of power, and we can't remember. We just not seeing any power of God demonstrated in our lives. And so he hides himself on the right that I cannot see him. But then we come to this little word, but. And this is where Job's faith comes in. This is where Job knew what he knew, so to speak. And so regardless of what he perceives or what he doesn't perceive, what he feels or doesn't feel, here we read, but he knows the way that I take. And this is the way, of course, that we are discovering this afternoon. It is the way that is aright, so to speak. It is God's way. It is the way he has chosen. And this is the important thing that we find here, that he knows the way that I take. He knows the way I take because he's the one that chose it for me. And this is what we must understand. If we are surrendering our lives to the Lord, if we're following his ways, then we follow the way that he has chosen for us and me. And we really need to make sure that we are doing that. And so as we read here, he knows the way that I take. And then when he hath tried me. Here is where we find that God's ways are specifically a way of trial and test, and oftentimes difficulty. God has to try or to purge us. He has to test us. And there are, go throughout the scripture and find those that were really worthy of faith. They were tested on every hand. We can expect nothing less. And so Job said, he knows the way I take. When he hath tried me, then I shall come forth as gold. And so God knew this way once again because he actually chose it for Job. In verse 11, we read that my foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept. And it is, again, this same way, this way that is aright, so to speak. Job has held on to that. He has clung to that. And it is not boasting to say that he has. It's just a matter of fact, and it must become a matter of fact in our experience. So my foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Job says, I haven't backed off from walking in this way. I haven't let myself be restrained anyway. I've been very aggressive in following the path of the way that God has chosen for me. So his way have I kept and not declined. Again, it was the same way that was chosen or that was ordered aright by the Lord. Verse 12, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. Now, this becomes such a very important part of our lives. It is something that I feel many, many Christians have given up today because it means that God is going to direct our path, our way. He is going to guide our steps aright through the Word of God. We must put a priority on God's Word, and that's exactly what Job did here. He says in, here in verse 12, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. His God's way is always ordered aright, so to speak, by the Word. Further, verse 12, I have esteemed. That means I have value. This is my evaluation. This is my opinion of God's Word. He would not discount it. He would not throw it aside. I have esteemed, I have valued the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. These words of his mouth are the ones that indeed that God used to guide Job's steps aright. And it's the same way for us. God is going to use the Word of God in order to guide our steps aright, in order that we are going to stand steadfast, perpendicular, stable. All of these meanings that we noticed a little while ago. I have esteemed the words of his mouth, notice this, more than my necessary food. Now, we know that food is an absolute necessity to continue for life. Job says, I esteem the word of God even higher than that. And so that must be also our opinion. So I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. I repeat, our goal must be exactly the same as Job. Following God's path, this path which is guided aright, as we would say, it's going to produce the same glorious practical goal that it did for Job. And what is that? As he said here, he knows the way that I take. When he's tried me, I shall come forth as gold. God's purpose for every believer is to reproduce Christ in me. Now, all will not yield to that and believe that, but we absolutely must. And the way to get there is through the wonder and the glory of his word. And so Christ must be reproduced. This is what I saw a few years ago, and I just delighted in it. Our lives are not an imitation of Christ. We're not just trying to follow his pattern. Well, what would Jesus do? Not trying to do that. We want Christ's life reproduced in my life. I want to allow Christ to live his life again in this mortal body. That's what it means for Christ to be reproduced in us. And so Job said, if I follow this pattern, then he says, I am going to come forth as gold. It is going to be Jesus who is manifest in this mortal flesh. And so he will indeed produce this practical goal of gold in my life if I just follow the same pattern that Job did. All right, shall we sing?